As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. Yeah, and there's a revolution in the air, I guess. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Friday, October the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live as we do Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is still William Roberts. Always good news. Well, news. Hard facts, that's for sure, and workable solutions when we can find them and where we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone. You're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. Again, that's 512-904-8014. Be part of that 512 conspiracy. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free, your time, our dime, at 866-841-1065, your time to call. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like become vocal local host, at centurytel, one L there, .net. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo. Big Mo to me, 65647 to you. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Real, LibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com. While carrying the broadcast this morning, we thank you all for doing so. And again, our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your call is certainly welcome. Precious metals traverse a narrow trading band. Equities, the U.S. dollar index up, oil down. San Francisco sell regs. We'll talk about that. Warren Buffett, Barry's Buffett, I could say. HP reversal, Macondo BP, Whirlpool, and the Rabbi kidney scam, all in the news today. Of course, we'll talk about money some more, socialism, Ludwig von Mises, UN futures of cities, Dicey's Smoot. We'll go wherever we can go in this two-hour transmission. But for right now, let's go right into the market report for this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But an hour ago, we found gold trading off $6.60. I could say less lower than it's been low before. I wanted to use Newspeak at $1,739.10, and that's pretty good news. Silver flat at $35.09. That's good news, too. Platinum off $5, yet still at $1,628, and palladium off $8, but at $656. Not doing bad there for palladium. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning. So far, $1,731.70 for a low, $1,748.60 for a high, a relatively narrow trading band. But at $1,739.10, your gold is up $414.70 year to year for a 31.30% return on your investment in ARM, that precious noble metal. The SPDR gold shares overnight, they have paired off 0.61 metric tons, reversing their brief intermission into the buying areas. Now they're pairing off a little bit. They claim this morning to be holding 1,243.55 metric tons, valued at these spot prices at $68.7 billion. The London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $17.35 this morning. Why not pick a number? They did, and we've been trading above and below that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, October the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, back into our market report. Let's close this out for this morning. Again, we found gold trading off $6.60 an hour ago at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. At $1,739.10, silver flat at $35.09, platinum off $5 at $16.28, and palladium down $8 at $656 as we go into the weekend. The SPDR gold shares again overnight, pairing off 0.61 metric tons. They claim to be holding in their electronic treasure chest 1,243.55 metric tons. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and all the equities had a big day yesterday, bumped up 340 points, closing out at 12,209. The NASDAQ closed up 88 at 2739, and the S&P 500 closed up 43 at 1285. Crude oil this morning off $1.54, heading in the right direction as far as I'm concerned. However, still terribly high at $92.42 a barrel for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude, West Texas Intermediate, delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 7 basis points at 75.02, which impacts the foreign exchange rates for this morning in our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement trade-weighted basket of currencies. We find the Canadian loonie 51 basis points, yet still hanging on desperately to a $1 parity with the U.S. dollar. So you want to get a Canadian loonie, you'll have to push one buckaroonie across the counter to do it. Mexican peso also off a little bit, 18 basis points downward, having to round up, not quite as strongly as before. But Speedy Gonzalez definitely has his head and elbows on the table this morning on the taco shell at 8 cents U.S., so you can fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro off 16 basis points, yet still pretty high at $1.52, continuing its week-long gains here. The British pound this morning up 7 basis points as the Brits continue to pound us and pound us and pound us with the Queen's and the Vatican's money system at $1.61 U.S. The Swiss franc this morning off 24 basis points and yet still continues to add more at $1.16 U.S. The bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries, your bonded indebtedness, the yield on the 2 years at 0.29, your benchmark 10-year yield is at 2.35 and the 30 at 2.35, and no, that cannot possibly be right. I must have written something down wrong. That's not usual for me. The mortgage rates this morning, the 15-year fixed rate mortgage moves up again from 3.36%, continuing this upward trend in the fixed rate mortgages on a national average to 3.47%, as the 30-year likewise moves up from 0.9% to 4.22%. And again, just buyers beware. If you're out there and you're going to have a mortgage, I would suggest you get busy and go for it before you wind up having to pay more and more and more interest rates. Gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 49.58 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Looking forward to the December Dubai futures contract. We see a spread this morning shaping up 1749 to 1745. So the futures contract is looking for a continued increase, apparently, in the gold and silver marketplace. You can find on the Econoday website this morning, we'll have the personal income and outlays report, the employment cost index, and the consumer sentiment. Let's go right to those and get them behind us. The consumer sentiment, they were looking for a prior, let's say they had a consensus of 58.0. They came up with a 60.9. The range was from 57.0 to 59, so they came in above the consensus range that they were looking for. So I guess you've got some upward tick in your sentiment this morning. Consumer sentiment, I'm rather pessimistic. Personal income and outlays. Personal income rose modestly in September, but wages and salaries were healthy. What is that supposed to mean, Econoday? Say that one again. Personal income rose modestly in September, but wages and salaries were healthy. Wow. Leave it to the economists. Anyway, spinning this one. Meanwhile, spending was up notably while inflation was mixed. You mean, while inflation was mixed? Inflation's either going up or it's going down. Spending was up notably, but again, you got to put all the spending numbers up and all this income numbers up in the context of inflation and everything else. If the inflation continues to go up, spending doesn't necessarily go up. It's just the price for everything goes up. Personal income in September edged up 0.1%, following a 0.1% dip in August. That's flat in my book. Anyway, the latest numbers fell short of the consensus forecast for a 0.3% gain. Importantly, the wages and salaries component rebounded 0.3% after declining 0.1% in August. So that's just kind of down a little bit further. Sluggishness in income was from a dip in interest income and from flat government benefits. Well, that's what they say. It's their story, and I'm sure they'll stick to it until next week when they'll change all these numbers again. Employment cost index, growth in benefit costs eased substantially in the third quarter. So I guess what they're trying to tell you is that medical insurance and personal insurance and things like that are going down. Benefit costs eased substantially in the third quarter to help bring down the employment cost index to a quarter to quarter plus 0.3%. Wow, interesting. Well, that's what they said, and that's what we'll go with. Americans hooked on government as the record number gets benefits. What's this about? Brian Fahler writing this one for Bloomberg out of New York City, Michael Bloomberg's website here. Anthony, the mayor, by the way, of New York City, in case you didn't know or forgot. Political dysfunction is often blamed for Congress's inability to curb the U.S. budget deficit. Political dysfunction. An even bigger obstacle may be the American public. That's right. It's your problem and mine, right? It's all our fault. A record of 49% of Americans live in a household where someone receives at least one type of government benefit. All right? So before you go poking your fingers at other people, remember that according to this survey, I think the numbers are low here, but a record of 49%, let's just say half of the Americans live in a household where somebody receives at least one type of a government benefit. And that doesn't include all the people that work in the government. Those are just the people that are on the dole, okay? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 63% of all federal spending this year will consist of checks written to individuals for which the government receives currently no services. 63% of all federal spending is going to go to the people out there that are on the benefits. They're on the dole. And then the other, 47% goes to government employees. Is there anybody left in America, now that they're closing down the Whirlpool plants, that is actually working in private sector jobs? Well, let's see what the rest of this article says. The White House Budget Office estimate sets up from 46% in 1975 and 18% in 1940. Until we had the income tax firmly in place there, and Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid and all those things, our costs were relatively low. You know, you got about 8 out of every 10 people in America were actively busy producing something, and there was only about 18% of people on the dole. Those figures will climb in coming years. Holy smokes. Going up from there.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hey, America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
So if 63% of all federal spending this year consisting of checks written to individuals for which the government receives currently no services isn't bad enough to 75 million baby boomers have only begun, they say here, their long march into retirement. Their long march. God, what a visual that paints in my mind. All those 50s and 60s hippies marching off to retirement. Well, President Barry the Usurper's health care overhaul will extend insurance coverage to more than 30 million additional people. God help us all. Quote, the more households that are benefiting from the programs, you can do that programs, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E-S, the more difficult it is to rein in their costs. No kidding, said Bob Bixby, head of the Concord Coalition, an Arlington, Virginia-based group that promotes balanced budgets. Quote, it's a troubling phenomena, and it explains why it's politically difficult to deal with these things. The increasing reliance on federal safety, see, it's not self-reliance. It's not self-reliance, no, no. It's continuing and increasing reliance on federal safety nets comes as Congressional Super Committee, that's so stupid, it's the Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction, I don't know why they don't want you to know the real name. Maybe you would look it up in your statutes. Anyhow, the increasing reliance on the federal safety net program. It's a net, all right. It's a net. And they'll be dragging you all on board pretty soon, gut you out, freeze you up, and serve you to the masses. Coming with a plan by Thanksgiving to find $1.5 trillion in savings in the U.S. budget. Faces mounting pressure to pare back spending. If the panel fails to meet its goal, $1.2 trillion in across-the-board domestic and defense spending cuts will be triggered. Either way, it's going to be $1.5 trillion. That's with a T. That's a lot. And they're going to have to do it. They got a goal. They got to get there. It's the economy. Senator John Kyle, Arizona Republican, sits on the 12-member super committee. Again, stuck on stupid. Said the swelling number of beneficiaries is, quote, very distressing, close quote, because it means much of the population is hooked on government, OPM, other people's money, and will oppose any cuts. Yeah, stupid America. They go out and vote for more taxes. Wow. You wake up in the morning and go, gosh, you know, I just don't feel comfortable this morning. Well, what's the matter, honey? I'm just not paying enough in taxes. Well, we have to do something about that. Anyway, a confluence of elements is helping drive up the number of beneficiaries. The biggest is the economy. With the unemployment rate stuck at about 9% for 30 consecutive months, demand for unemployment benefits, food stamps, and Medicaid has soared. You see, Barry the Usurper, in order to ensure his reelection, had to make sure that you all lost your jobs, that you're all out there on the dole, sleeping under the roads and the bridges like a bunch of trolls, all right? Clamoring for another one of Uncle Suck's payment checks, right? Your social safety nets. That was handy, wasn't it? We're going to really be in trouble if this usurper imposter is reelected. Another 4 years of the Kenyan will probably drive me to a heart attack. Another cost driver is the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, and you got all the Zionists out there sharpening their axe for Israel, championing on a war with Iran. Even with the Iraq conflict winding down, the usurper said last week all the U.S. troops will be home by the end of the year. Crap, haven't we heard that before, Barry? Why don't you shut up? Anyway, go out in the backyard there and bounce your basketball. Good news, bad news? Well, those medical bills could reach $55 billion over the next decade, according to the Congressional Budget Office, or the CBO. the number claiming education benefits is up almost 60% since 2009. So the baby boomers' grandchildren coming up out of the basement in the morning and going to school on the government dime. The good news is their survival rate, but the bad news is their survival rate. Oh, Soylent Green. Bill Hoagland. John Holdren. Population bomb, the Ehrlichs, yeah. Anyway, demographics also play a major role. The eldest baby boomers became eligible this year for Medicare 3 years after beginning to receive Social Security checks. Though much of the debate over the program's finances is focused on what to do about spending or spiraling health care costs, the CBO said the main challenge over the next 25 years will be the number of people claiming their benefits. So everybody said, down with Big Brother in the 60s, and now they're all in bed with Big Brother. Doesn't sound good to me at all. Warren Buffett, he's out there stumping for the usurper. Yeah, he is. Here's the headline right off Bloomberg this morning. John McCormick writing, Warren Buffett boots the usurper's reelection effort with a suburban Chicago stop. That's right. The bow tie man himself, Mr. Northern Pacific Railroad, Warren Buffett, attended a Chicago area fundraiser last night to benefit the usurper's reelection. The second time this year, the billionaire investor has lent his appeal to help collect campaign cash for the man who has named a tax increase proposal after him. You give enough money to a politician, you'll get something named after yourself, even if it's just a laurel wreath. The Tomb of the Unknown Sorcerer. The event in the usurper's political basin north of his hometown follows a September 30th gathering in New York City that Buffett also attended. I wouldn't imagine that was the Wall Street Occupy movement. They're getting their financing from Buffett and Soros and the rest of them. The gathering took place at a private home in Winnetka. Oh, people live there? I'd move. Illinois, the home on the Lake Michigan shore, is owned by Byron Trott, the managing partner and chief investment officer at BDT Capital Partners in Chicago. I wonder how much he stands to gain if the usurper is reelected. Trott, a former managing director at, oh my goodness, Goldman Sachs Group, has a long-standing business relationship with Buffett. Admission was $35,800 per person, the maximum amount allowed under federal fundraising rules. You know why you can't get an honest man elected? That's the reason right there. San Francisco ordered to revise wireless radiation rules. So we've been talking about the smart meters. Everybody's all aflitter and Twitter with that one. But this article by Karen Gullo, writing this one, all by her little lonesome, for Bloomberg, San Francisco's first in the nation warning about cell phone radiation, which companies such as Verizon Communications and AT&T would be required to post in retail stores, are misleading or inaccurate and must be revised, a federal judge ruled. A city ordinance passed last year would require cell phone retailers to pass out fact sheets, display posters, and use stickers to warn about radio frequency emissions and tell consumers to limit their usage. CTIA, the Wireless Association, which represents wireless carriers and device makers, sought to stop enforcement of the city ordinance while its lawsuit challenging the law was pending. The law, the group said, violated the First Amendment. Yeah, you got a right to talk on your cell phone. And it was alarmist and would hurt sales. Some warnings must be changed and others deleted, or enforcement of the law will be barred. U.S. District Judge William Alsup in San Francisco ruled today, and that would be yesterday. The fact sheet should include language that says all mobile phones sold in the U.S. must meet safety standards for radio emissions set by the Federal Communications Commission. It's kind of like the CDC. I wouldn't take their advice on anything. The warnings should also be toned down to say that while the World Health Organization has classified radio frequency emissions as a possible carcinogen rather than a known carcinogen or a probable carcinogen, and studies continue to assess the health effects of cell phones. Well, There you go.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so closing out on this insane article out of the Bloomberg website regarding San Francisco and their ban on the cell phones anyway, this goes like this. It says the city will ask a federal appeals court in San Francisco to uphold the portion of the ruling that allows the fact sheet to go forward and, quote, make clear that we have even broader authority to protect the health of our people, close quote, Herrera said. John Walls, a CTIA spokesman, said in a statement that the court, quote, properly determined that the city cannot constitutionally require retailers to hang posters in their stores or paste stickers on cell phone display material in order to convey the city's selective message about cell phone safety and cell phone use. Well, I don't know about you. I've had just about enough of all of the government's help on my tobacco addiction, and I'd wish they'd get the hell out of it, all right? And it's the same deal with tobacco, you know? As soon as the government decides that something's not healthy, they come in, they want to go all over it. In San Francisco, you can't get more left than that, you know? The left coast, anyway, the city by the gate. Anyhow, nevertheless, this is the same kind of a drill they use on cigarettes. So maybe if we could get this piece of this court appeal to overturn the ruling, maybe they would back off a little bit on the attack on smokers. You know, I don't know. Don't hold your breath for it. Just have another smoke. Let's go further. Louisiana must give BP data or lose spill claims. All right. Yeah. The judge says. Wow. Heads up. Louisiana must quickly turn over all documents BP PLC has requested or face stiff fines and possible dismissal of the state's claims for environmental and economic losses from the 2010 oil spill. So here, we got a judge ruling in favor of the murderer. Wow. Yeah, that's the rule of law, right? If Louisiana fails to meet the strict new deadlines, the earliest of which is November the 3rd, the state will be fined $2,500 a day. BP calling the shots here. They've requested documents, and if the state doesn't turn over the documents, they could face up to a $2,500 a day fine. Said the U.S. Magistrate Sally Shushan, I don't imagine that BP shines her shoes, said in an order today in New Orleans federal court that fine rises to $5,000 a day after 7 days and to $10,000 a day thereafter. Looks like BP is going to recover all of their losses on the Macondo project. Anyway, they're going to have to jump through some hoops. At the end of 21 days of noncompliance, the court will consider either on its own motion or the motion of any party whether the claims of Louisiana in this MDLK shall be dismissed in whole or in part for a failure to prosecute. Wow. That's the rule of law. There's justice for you. The criminal comes in and sues the victim. HP's Whitman starts CEO tenure by unwinding Apotheker's criticized moves. This by Aaron Ricadetta. For Bloomberg, Hewlett-Packard, everybody remembers, you know, Apotheker. I read the article a couple of weeks back where he decided that he was going to seg out the personal computer business out of Hewlett-Packard, and they were going to go on down the road and have a happy trail without computers, but that cost him his job. In her first major move since taking over on September the 22nd, Meg Whitman backed away from a proposition made by Leo Apotheker a month before he was fired. She said in an interview she may also resurrect a push into tablet computers, an effort that languished under the former CEO. And in another break with the past, Whitman is sharing management with Chairman Ray Lane. So they're going to be collaboratively managing HP going forward. It's boy, girl, boy, girl, boy, girl, and we need stronger women in management. HP has been a comedy of errors, and selling a third of their revenue right now is probably not sound, said Brian Marshall, an analyst at ISI Group in San Francisco. This is obviously a pretty big reversal of the strategies that Leo put in place. So if you have a HP computer and all that, don't feel like you're going to be left in the lurch. It looks like HP is coming to its senses, and they'll be keeping the computers as part of their lineup. The economy in the U.S. surpasses pre-recession level. Folks, we're out of the woods. We're in the recovery now, baby. It's time to spend your gold and silver. Timothy R. Holman, get down, writes this one for Bloomberg. The value of goods and services produced in the U.S. surpassed its pre-recession level after 15 quarters, taking three times longer than the average for 10 previous recoveries since World War II. Well, we're all out of trouble now. Gross domestic product expanded at a 2.5 annual rate. Wait a minute. I thought we were somewhere between 11 and 14% inflation. Does that mean we're only 9 or 10 points down? Anyway, gross domestic product, if you don't listen to Become Vocal Local on a regular basis, an article like this could be deceiving. But that's why we go to Bloomberg, because we want to know what the spin doctors are spinning this morning. Gross domestic product expanded at a 2.5% annual rate in the period from July through September, the Commerce Department reported yesterday. And then Pinocchio had his nose trimmed as Geppetto set out the woodcutters. The fastest pace in a year and up from a 1.3% in the prior three-month period. After adjusting for inflation, the GDP climbed to $13.35 trillion last quarter. Notice how they changed over from percentiles to dollars. Nothing like confusing the issue. Topping the $13.33 trillion peak reached in the last 3 months. The American economy finally has accomplished the recovery. Wait a minute. Benjamin Bolanke has been telling us we've got the recovery for how long? Anyway, and has now entered the expansion.
Maybe.
Whew. That was a close call, wasn't it? Said Neil Sauce. Get off the sauce, Neil. Chief economist with Credit Suisse. Have another fondue. In New York, who was an aide to the former Federal Reserve Chairman Paul Volcker. So if you can believe Paul Volcker and Robert Rubin and Alan Greenhands, I guess you could believe anything, but this is what he said, and Bloomberg's running with it. But the growth is clearly too slow to solve the most significant problems the economy faces, jobs, and getting the public budgets under control. Well, spin doctors are what spin doctors are. Consumers reduce savings to boost purchases. Do you think that perhaps maybe consumers don't have anything to save? All right. The only thing people are buying right now is another bag of beans, baby. And companies stepped up investment in equipment and software. Why don't we see that in any of the economy reports? Even as the biggest drop in incomes in 2 years raises concern about whether the spending increase will continue. Well, if you're having the biggest drop in income in 2 years, I would say that you should be concerned about whether spending increases will continue. The number of Americans with jobs last month, 131.3 million, there's what, 300 million people in this country, was lower than the 138 million workers in December of 2007. Doesn't even account for the birth-death ratios there. When the 18-month recession began, an 18-month recession, according to the Labor Department data, stocks surged yesterday, so what? What's it got to do with anything? Average growth? The U.S. economy expanded at an average 0.9% rate. All right, you got 100 pennies in front of you on the table there, and I slide one more penny over there. Do you feel improved? Do you feel sustainable? A 0.9% rate. The worst performance since the recovery began in June. Growth needs to exceed 2.5% to reduce the jobless rate, according to estimates by Kurt Carl, the chief economist at Swiss RE in New York. Unemployment stuck around 9%. This is one of the reasons why I do like Bloomberg. They start off, they give you the government spin, and then they turn around, oft times, just like in this article, and they reverse it. Unemployment stuck around 9% or higher for 30 months, explaining why the Federal Reserve policymakers who meet next week in the usurper's administration are considering additional measures to boost the economy. We all are well below potential output, said Ben Herzon, economist at Macroeconomic Advisors LLC, the St. Louis-based forecasting firm co-founded by former Fed Governor Lawrence Meyer. The time to get excited is when everyone who is looking for work has got work. So you can take this spin from the government as what it is, spin doctoring. NATO? NATO's seven-month mission in Libya will end on October the 31st after 26,000 sorties. It won't be a matter of weeks. It's a matter of days, right? It won't be a matter of months. It'll be a matter of weeks. It isn't just a sortie or two. It's 26,000. That's right. Protecting the Libyan people from the terrible dictator who'd never really flown any sorties against his own people, but by God, NATO did. Thomas Penny writing this one. The North Atlantic Treaty Organization said its mission in Libya will formally end on October the 31st after more than 26,000 air sorties and the death of Muammar Gaddafi. NATO took control of military operations on March the 31st under a United Nations resolution to protect civilians from Gaddafi. Did a really good job, didn't they? I sure did.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so back to the article again. NATO's seven-month mission in Libya ends October 31st after 26,000 sorties. Again, NATO took control of military operations on March 31st under a United Nations resolution to protect civilians from Gaddafi. The 28-nation military alliance made a preliminary decision to end operations the day after Gaddafi was killed on October the 20th. NATO jets carried out more than 9,500 strike sorties, and its ships enforced an arms embargo on the Libyan former regime. Here's the quote. "We have done this together for the people of Libya so they can take their future firmly and safely into their own hands," close quote, said NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen today in a statement posted on the NATO website. Quote, "Libyans have now liberated their country and they have transformed the region. This is their victory. The people of Libya still have a lot of work to do to build new institutions and develop a government that respects human rights and the rule of law." Yeah, the rule of law. Wait until they see what the rule of Sharia law is for the whole country. NATO stands ready to help, if needed and requested, to help Libyans reform the security and defense institutions, and that all democracies need to remain free and safe. Reform the security and defense institutions, and to come under the black-robed rule of law that all democracies need to remain free and safe. Well, out of Reinventing Government, Fast Bullets and Culture Changes by the very interesting and very enjoyable author Bob Hillman. On page 56, he writes this, at present, this is a sidebar, at present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step towards making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. That's right. And NATO stands ready to help if needed and requested to help the Libyans reform the security and defense institutions, military-industrial complex, Blackwater, and the rest, that all democracies need to remain free and safe, the Mossad, the CIA. Following directly on the heels of the Edwards revelations came a second Tribune story, this one, UN efforts to change what children would be taught in school. In the 1920s, when William Hale Thompson first revealed that children were being indoctrinated in their classrooms on the benefits of globalization, 1920s. The Tribune said nothing now, however. It also began to object to this kind of activity in the article UN New Order Propaganda to Begin at the Cradle, written by Walter Trohan. It stated, quote, at present, UN officials are concentrating on teaching American children democracy as the first step toward making them enthusiastic supporters of the new order. While the same program of education is to be used in several other countries, it has not been asked for by Russia. And this is probably because, as Vice President Harry Wallace noted in his speech at the Madison Square Garden, that is where the program came from. He detailed then how special books were being prepared for use in the schools and that publications were being prepared for adults as well. As part of this program, children were to learn about a new set of heroes, international heroes who were responsible for creating the United Nations. And among these heroic figures were Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Joseph Stalin, V.M. Molotov, Cordell Hull, Winston Churchill, Sumner Wells, Eleanor Roosevelt, and Edward R. Stettinus Jr., the UN educational programs, and NATO, making the world safe, as Woodrow Wilson said, for democracy. Well, so much for Libya. SEC enforcers frozen amid watchdog probes, this one by Robert Schmidt and Joshua Galou, writing collaboratively for Bloomberg. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission internal watchdog has castigated the agency for missing the Bernard Madoff fraud, spotlighted employees who viewed online pornography, and called for a criminal probe into the ethics of the SEC's former top lawyer. His blunt reports of one Inspector General David Kotz, K-O-T-Z, wouldn't imagine he's an EGP, admiration on Capitol Hill, where lawmakers summon him to testify about his efforts to improve what they have criticized as flawed management and oversight at the regulator. One might ask, what oversight at the Securities and Exchange Commission as the economy of the whole planet melts down on the derivatives bubble? At the SEC, however, it's a different story. Apparently, Kotz is in there just terrorizing all of the employees. He's a little tyrant on his own. For those who may be unaware of what's going on at the SEC, there is a reign of terror in effect, close quote, said Pitt, who has, that's Harvey Pitt, who has represented several people involved in Kotz's investigations, wrote to security lawyers last month in an email obtained by Bloomberg News. So apparently, Kotz is reading everybody's emails and, you know, filing charges against employees and basically upsetting a lot of the folk down there. However, the SEC needs a thorough cleaning. I think perhaps it probably may even have outlived its usefulness if it ever had one. Too many IGs, that would be inspector generals, are picked to be wallflowers and not do anything, said Harry Markopoulos, the whistleblower who tried, Markopoulos probably, the whistleblower who tried without success to interest the agency in Madoff's activities before the scandal broke in December of 2008. Kotz brought in accountability, and no one likes a disciplinarian, Markopoulos said. So keep your eyes on the SEC. Whirlpool in the news this morning as well, to cut more than 5,000 jobs. So these are durable goods orders that we hear about. Whirlpool, cutting more than 5,000 jobs. This is the green jobs, right? These are new shoots. Anyway, America sliding down the toilet. Benang Kamal, writing from Israel, probably. Anyway, this one for Bloomberg. Whirlpool Corporation, the world's largest maker of household appliances, said it'll cut more than 5,000 jobs and reduce capacity by 6 million units after lowering its earnings targets as consumers rein in spending. What happened to that recovery that the other article was talking about? People aren't buying Whirlpool washers and dryers at $700 a unit because they can't afford them. Not because they don't need a new washer or dryer. The plan will result in a charge of $500 million, of which $160 million will be booked in 2011, Whirlpool said in a statement today. The company reported sales of $4.63 billion for the third quarter. That's a couple of washers. Less than the $4.7 billion estimated by analysts. Earnings this year will be in a range of $4.75 to $5.25 a share, down from a previous goal of $7.25 to $8.25. Quote, during the quarter, we experienced weaker than expected global industry demand and elevated material costs. This is CPI, Consumer Price Index. I know, what is it? I can't remember right off the top of my head. It's the Producer's Price Index, PPI. There it is, PPI, all right? This means that when they have to buy, you know, when the cost of an enamelized piece of metal goes up, well, they have to bury that in the price of the unit, you see. When the cost of gasoline and diesel goes up, they have to bury that in the price of the unit. When the cost of diesel for freightage and express and drayage goes up, they have to bury that in the cost of the unit. And that's what they're saying here. Global industry demand and elevated material costs. And that's due to inflation. Chief Executive Officer Jeff M. Fettig said in a statement, quote, our results were negatively impacted by recessionary demand levels in developed countries, a slowdown in emerging markets, and high levels of inflation and material costs. So I guess the demand for Whirlpool washers and dryers in Haiti and Cuba and Togo and Lesotho is going down. Wow. Whirlpool follows the European rival Electrolux with a more muted outlook for the year. The Swedish company said today it'll keep in its cost cuts after lowering a forecast of growth in Europe and North America this year. The company has a global workforce, about 71,000, but they're going to knock 10% out. All right. Anyway, bad news there. But that ain't all. A little bit more. Let's see how much time we got. A couple of minutes. Let's get to this one. The kidney broker said to use John Hopkins in Oregon traffic case. Now, we broke this story and covered it when it came out originally off the Bloomberg website. David Glovin, David Vorakios, and Michael Smith collaboratively writing this one for Bloomberg. An Israeli man who brokered black market sales of human kidneys in the U.S., arranged for transplant surgeries at medical centers, including John Hopkins and so on. Let's talk a little bit more about this after the top of the hour break. Stay tuned.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back once again to our Friday, October the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local as we move into the second hour of today's broadcast with this article. And, oh, man. Anyway, kidney broker said to use Johns Hopkins in organ traffic case. That's right. Trafficking in organs. He ain't heavy. He's my kidneys. An Israeli man who brokered black market sales of human kidneys in the U.S. arranged transplant surgeries at medical centers, including Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, according to five people familiar with the case. This would be Levy Yitzhak Rosenbaum. 60 years of age, pleaded guilty yesterday to three counts of organ trafficking and one count of conspiracy, becoming the first person convicted in the U.S. of organ trafficking. A lot of trafficking organs, man. A 1984 U.S. law bans the sale of human organs. He said in a federal court in Trenton, New Jersey, that three ailing people had paid him a total of $410,000 to arrange the sale of kidneys from healthy donors, and an undercover FBI agent paid him $10,000. Rosenbaum, who lives in the Borough Park neighborhood of Brooklyn, New York, was arrested in a July 2009 crackdown, we covered it then, by the Federal Bureau of Investigation on money laundering and political corruption in New Jersey. One of those guys you just want to have living next door, right? Keep your children and dogs indoors, however, he might have his knives sharpened. After yesterday's hearing, Rosenbaum's lawyer depicted him as a lifesaver. I guess it's better than a Tootsie Pop. Anyway, the transplant surgeries occurred in prestigious American hospitals and were performed by experienced and expert kidney transplant surgeons. Attorney Richard Finkel and Ronald Kleinberg said in a statement, Rosenbaum admitted in court papers that he would, quote, assist the donor and the recipient to coordinate a cover story to mislead hospital personnel into believing that the donation kidney was a purely voluntary act and not a commercial transaction. That's right. He would assist both the donor and the recipient to coordinate a cover story. You report to the nearest synagogue there on Yom Kippur and get your Kol Nidre vows. You walk around with the magic King's X for the rest of the year behind your back. One Rosenbaum client used Johns Hopkins, according to people familiar with the case. Rosenbaum sold a kidney to a New Jersey man who got a transplant there around 3 years ago. According to the people who couldn't be identified because the hospital wouldn't publicly name them. Hiding behind the curtain there. Gary Stevenson, media relations director at Johns Hopkins, said he couldn't comment on the case because of the privacy laws. Quote, all potential donors and recipients are interviewed multiple times by a team of providers during a rigorous screening process while they're held down in the back of an ambulance in Jerusalem, probably, or something, Palestine, Gaza Strip. He said in a statement, however, no matter how thorough our policies and procedures are, the pre-transplant evaluation may not detect premeditated and skillful attempts to undermine and deceive the evaluation process. U.S. Attorney Paul Fishman said Rosenbaum admitted that he was not new to the human kidney business when he was caught brokering what he thought was a black market deal. He's not new to the human kidney business. You know, many other hosts have had experts that say, come on and interview as regards to this organ donor thing. If you've got an organ donor notation on your driver license, you might consider having that removed before somebody decides to remove your organs, that your organs are worth more than your life.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And scooting right into our second hour of today's broadcast on this article here off the Bloomberg website, where we find that getting into the kidney business can be quite profitable. Again, this is Rosenbaum here, Yitzhak Rosenbaum. Court papers don't say how much Rosenbaum made from his 10-year scheme, illegal organ trafficking in the kidney business. Kidney's been very good to you. Beginning in 2003, he, his wife, or a company he controlled, bought four New York properties for a total of $5.1 million and built a 6,745-square-foot home, brick house, by the way, where he lives, according to real estate records. Of course, you know, Al Gore's got a bigger spread than that, probably. But he previously rented a three-bedroom, two-bath apartment for about $1,500 a month, according to Yitzhak Krasny, who lives there now in Brooklyn. In court, Rosenbaum said he worked in the real estate business. Yeah. By the way, he's a dual citizen, and he'll probably get extradited to Israel. I don't know if he ever get charged or paid for any of this, but it goes on. More than that, you can read it on Bloomberg. Find it yourself. First Solar paid ousted chief $30 million, topping Chevron CEO. What's this one about? Christopher Martin writing this one for Bloomberg. Rob Gillette, who resigned as the chief executive officer of First Solar, Inc., talking about sustainable development, free energy, smart growth. Well, it's pretty profitable, actually. This week, after boosting production capacity during a slump, he collected $29.9 million for his initial 15 months on the job and may be eligible for an $8.9 million severance package. Isn't it nice to be working in a green job when government is subsidizing it? The world's biggest maker of thin-film solar panels rewarded Gillette while its shares dropped 60%. Everyone can play and everyone can win except for the stockholders. Their shares dropped 60%, and this guy's bringing home $30 million for 15 months worth of work. Anyway, you think Lloyd Blankfein and Jamie Dimon make money. This guy's doing great. Gillette's compensation is at least 19% more than what Chevron Corporation CEO John Watson earned over the same period when the U.S. energy company's shares gained over 54%. Gillette's pay, described in regulatory filings for 2009-2010, also included a $5 million signing bonus. This guy only worked for, what, 15 months, baby? He got a $5 million signing bonus. I guess that didn't pay off for him. And he was lured from Honeywell International. First Solar received $3.07 billion in loan guarantees from the U.S. government to support projects using its technology. Free energy, free money, and you get to pick up the tab. Well, talking about tabs, here's a tab that's kind of interesting to open. Let's look at it. I was thinking this morning, I wonder, you know, we know that the Vatican is a city-state and that it has a seat. It's considered a country, a nation, in the United Nations. And I see, what the heck kind of currency does the Vatican have anyway? Do they have a Vatican? So I did a little browse, came up with it. Here it is. The Vatican Eurocoin. A Vatican Eurocoin issued by the Philatelic and Numismatic Office of Vatican City State and minted by the Istituto Poligrafico e Zecca dello Stato in Rome, Italy. The euro is the official currency of the Vatican City, although the Vatican is not a member of the European Union. Do they own the whole world? With the crown, British crown, the City of London, do they? Is there any truth to the story? Well, they've got their own money. They got their own coin. Euro coins, there are 8 euro coin denominations, ranging from 1 cent to two euros. 1 cent to 2 euros. And then it goes on, talks about the Vatican coin. But the Vatican coin is rather interesting. It's got the Pope. You know, we've all heard about the Pope on the rope. Well, they got the dope on a coin, and his mug is stamped in there. I don't know whether they've got a Caesar Borgia or a Lucretia Borgia Pope coin, but now, anyway, maybe they got a Leo the X. They got a Medici coin in there someplace in the background, a Clement the VII. Maybe you could really branch out. They got a Pope John Paul II, though. You could get one of those, you know, in gold. Kind of got a silver thing kind of spread over the top of it. I don't know whether these are real gold coins or whether these are just more pot metal collectibles. But they've got small denomination coins and other things. So, you know, if you want Vatican currency, they got it, baby. You can have it. Well, talking about money, let's go into money a little bit further. Talk about this idea of hand-to-hand money. By hand-to-hand money is meant those elements of the medium of exchange which perform their service by mere transfer from hand-to-hand without an endorsement, or an endorsement, that's right on the back, endorsement, or any other formality, hand-to-hand money. In other words, it doesn't have to have an introduction, it's just money. And if it's gold or silver, you recognize it, and if it's a Sacagawea coin, you could be deceived. This is out of the Encyclopedia Americana, Volume 19. This is a set of encyclopedias published in 1951. However, many of these articles are dating all the way back to the 20s. But let's continue. In the United States at the present time, again, 1951, listen carefully. In the United States at the present time, it includes all our coins. Those are all silver, by the way, and nickel and copper. In the United States at the present time, it includes all our coins, several varieties of governmental notes, all of those were redeemable in silver on demand, by the way, and bank notes, those would sometimes be gold, or U.S. bank notes, under the head of written or printed orders to pay specified sums to specified persons, belong bank checks and drafts and postal money orders, express money orders, and other similar devices. And there's lots of vehicles like that. Of course, down in Louisiana, if you go to a flea market or used appliance store, you're going to have to pay with a check or a debit card or something else. You won't be able to use cash anymore down there, I guess. I don't see how they get away with that. Some of these can be transferred between other than original parties by the formality of endorsement. Okay? So now when you subscribe down at the bottom of your bank check, and then you give it to someone else in payment, and it's not payment, it just simply discharges. The debt doesn't pay the debt, but when you give it to them, they turn it over and they endorse it on the back. And then everybody and their brother, including the central banks, they all endorse it too after you've signed it. But this is how the Ponzi scheme goes. Book accounts are widely used and constitute much of the important elements of the medium of exchange of modern nations. Book accounts. Any book account serves as a medium of exchange if directly or indirectly it enables purchases and sales of commodities to be balanced against each other. For example, that of a grocer who credits farmers with the proceeds of eggs, butters, vegetables, and other produce purchased and debits them with their purchases from him, or that of the farmer himself who credits his hired man with the wages agreed to be paid for his services and debits him with house rent, milk, butter, eggs, potatoes, wood, and other produce advanced him. So apparently in 1951 it was still okay for you to bring your raw milk into town, and the grocer would credit your grocery account with the number of gallons or pints or quarts of milk, raw milk, that you brought in. Maybe mom would churn some butter, make some ice cream, grocer would be glad to get it. Eggs, no problem. Got some fresh vegetables from your garden? Not a problem. Today? No. Call the SWAT team. This is a crime.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So if you thought that a Pope on a rope or a dope on a slug was, you know, disrespectful, here you go. If you want to give the Pope his official title, there it is. He's the Bishop of Rome and the Vicar of Jesus Christ, successor of St. Peter, Prince of the Apostles, Supreme Pontiff of the Universal Church, Primate of Italy, Archbishop and Metropolitan of the Roman Province, Sovereign of Vatican City State, Servant of the Servants of God. I slipped that one on your business card. You bet it all morning. Introduce that guy? No thanks. I'll just call him the Pope on a rope or the dope on the slug. Anyway, nevertheless, Benny the Rat, back into our article on money. Money, 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 money. We're all the way back to the Medici here, Pope Leo the X, Clement the VII, the Medici family. Indirectly, talking about our farmer here, and a indirectly, the checking accounts of commercial banks against each other on a large scale, the purchases and sales of individual communities and nations, and thus constitute the largest element of the medium of exchange of all highly developed commercial relations. What are we talking about? Checks. Checks, baby. Checks. Demand deposits. I put it in the bank. I can turn around at the doorway, come back in, and demand it back. But as we learned, looking into the principles of accounting, 1945 with Noble, we discovered that in the balance sheet, on the left-hand side of the balance sheet, you have your assets. That would be your gold and other things, tangible, real assets. And on the right-hand side, you have your liabilities. And that's where all these checks and demand deposits are, along with the proprietorship of the owners against the assets. All right? You got assets on one side of the balance and liabilities on the other. And all those checks are over there. But they're absolutely right when they say that this is the largest element of the medium of exchange of all highly developed commercial nations. So you can't have somebody out there like Muammar Gaddafi talking about putting all of the Afrikaners on a common gold-backed currency. Oh, no, 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 no. You can't go outside of the central banking system. Why? Well, because it makes it too difficult to use checks and funny money and fiat money in places like that. It's damned inconvenient, and it's embarrassing when their economies operate more successfully and smoothly than does the WHO's economy, or the Vatican economy, or the Rothschild economy, depending on how you look at it. But, continuing a little bit from the future of cities, the UN Habitat from yesterday, there's no question that cities are the engines of economic growth and centers of dynamic and social cultural activities and development. Also, there exists some contrary message, like the future lies in a living countryside. The idea of a future that lies in a living countryside, that's kind of goes along with the idea or the notion of the well-fed neighbor alliance, all right? That around the Lord's manor, around the Lord's manor in the new feudalism, the counts and the Lord's manors, there ought to be little, you know, farms where everybody's got victory gardens and people are bent over, bowed at the back with their elbows pumping as they're hoeing up potatoes and carrots and things to bring into the city. Well, we used to live like that, you know, a long time ago. That was under feudalism, mercantilism, but all that is a thing of the past. It is the interest of the rural areas and people to have attractive and powerful urban centers, but not mega cities which attract all rural people to cities with the consequence of brain drain and aging population in rural areas. Now, you know, you could talk about Bubba, not the love sponge, but Bubba the redneck, as being a subject of brain drain. But brain drain is when all the smart young people from the rural schools and go to the mega cities where they can actually find some work. However, had they just simply stayed at home and worked on the family farm, they would have gainfully employed and healthy and natural lives that they would have led, but they wouldn't have any pizzazz. You know, they wouldn't have cell phones screwed into their ears. Well, around here they do. And then aging population in the rural areas, see, we're experiencing that a lot. People fleeing the cities and coming out into the country to build these Casa Grandes. It drives up the property taxes for everybody else, but nevertheless, they're here. They've come. They've arrived. We must end the discussion about either urban or rural priority, the dichotomy. Where will we go in America in the 21st century? Rural or city? But we must find a viable joint approach to acknowledge the needs and the limits of cities as well as the needs and the limits of rural areas. Shall we just go ahead and collapse the entire Klamath Valley? Knock out the dams that provide hydroelectric power and irrigation water? Shall we just go ahead and get all that gone? Just wipe it out and pack everybody into these stack 'em and pack 'em community of sustainable development, new urbanism, you know, smart growth communities? Shall we do that? Or should we leave the people up on the Klamath River Valley just alone? Let them do the thing. Let them raise vegetables and fruit trees and cattle and sheep and all that and mine the minerals out of the ground and log the timber. What the hell with this spotted owl? He's got a problem with the barred owl anyway. We don't need to worry about that. What's it going to be? It's a dichotomy. It's a big question. It's a global question. This is, up till now, not the case. In contrast, the more the cities will have economic and ecological problems, I'm reminded of the increasing competition between metropolitan cities and regions, and the more they try to solve their problems to the detriment of rural areas, or the more they try to deliver negative footprints to the rural areas, the more rural communities and political leaders will oppose the cities. This is the situation, at least in the Western European countries. And so we have defendruralamerica.com. defendruralamerica.com, as the people in the country are now having to put up firewalls to protect them from predation by the city dweller. Interesting stuff. I'm still talking about money. Okay. The second of the above classifications, again, is based in part upon the form and in part upon the source of the medium of exchange. Shall we use funny money? Or shall we use gold and silver coin? Shall we use something of substance, something real, to realize your profits is to take it from the world of funny money and bring it into the real world, tangibles? The metallic element of the medium usually takes the form of coins, though bullion is also used. And remember, at this time, when this encyclopedia was written, all of the young people reading and all the middle-aged and elderly people reading these encyclopedias knew full well that the authors were talking about gold and silver coin. The form of coins, though bullion is also used, government notes are those issued by the government and for the payment of which it is responsible. Again, at this time, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, the Federal Reserve note was moving in, increasing its popularity. And we might say that on the near horizon was MasterCard and Visa. At this time, when it was written in the 1950s, that was almost unknown. The name of the obligations involved in its issue, the name paper money, is frequently applied to government and banknotes to distinguish them from coins. Coins may be subclassified on the basis of the metals employed in their manufacture into gold, silver, nickel, amalgam, and copper, and on the basis of their relation to each other into standard and subsidiary. You see, this wasn't just some pie-in-the-sky pipe dream. They actually had honest weights and measures. They actually had access to constitutional money. You know, without gold or silver, in circulation. The states have denied an opportunity to engage in honest commerce by the FedGov. The basis of the third classification is the presence or the absence of the element of credit. Standard coins, that is, those made from the standard of value, are the only ones in which this element is entirely absent. There's no such thing as credit when it comes to gold and silver coins. You either have them or you don't. Where do you stand today, America? You either got them or you don't.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so pressing forward just a little bit more with our understanding of money, as it was understood in 1951 when they published this set of encyclopedias. Of course, I have a distinct feeling that these articles were written much earlier than that. Again, the basis of the third classification is the presence or the absence of the element of credit. Standard coins, that is, those made of the standard of value, are the only ones in which this element is entirely absent. There is no credit involved in coins. All other coins, all paper elements of the currency, and all book accounts which serve as a medium of exchange contain the element of credit in some degree. Our silver coins, for example, are actually worth as bullion much less than the amount stamped upon them, and government and banknotes are in and of themselves worth practically nothing. Curious, isn't it, how time changes? Guess we didn't need G. Edward Griffin and the Creature of Jekyll Island. We could just have resourced to a dictionary and an encyclopedia. But it's curious when it says here that our silver coins, for example, are actually worth as much worth as bullion, much less than the amount stamped upon them. That's not quite the case today, is it? $20 Walk in Liberty? But you ain't going to touch it for $20, son. I'm sorry to tell you that. Anyway, a $1 silver coin? Yeah. All right. People take them at the value indicated by the stamp upon them only because somebody in whom they have confidence is under obligation to make that value good. The government in some cases, banks in others, specified persons or corporations in others. We're talking about the paper money here. Because why? Because, let's go back up a little bit. Banknotes are in and of themselves worth practically nothing. People take them at the value indicated by the stamp upon them only because somebody in whom they have confidence, is under obligation to make that value good. That's why they're so concerned about public confidence. It's a con game. The government in some cases, what government? The government, which government? Let's be specific. The government in some cases, banks in others, specified persons or corporations in others. The term credit currency is appropriately applied to all elements of the medium of exchange which circulate at a value greater than the market value of the substance of which they are made. How much are those dollar bills in your pocket worth? Are you going to diversify your portfolio? Branch out. You know, I've just got way too many ones. I think I'm going to buy some fives and twenties and expand my portfolio. Maybe I'll get into risk aversion and buy some fifties. You know, really go out on the limb there and go long on $100 bills. Wow. The term credit currency is appropriately applied to all elements of the medium of exchange which circulate at a value greater than the market value of the substance of which they are made, because the credit of some government or bank or person or corporation is an essential factor in such circulation. Belief without evidence, confidence, the full faith and confidence of the government. Officials, jumping over to The Invisible Government by Dan Smoot, an interesting book, well worth your time to find a copy of this, put out by the Americanist Library long ago. Dan Smoot, I have an original copy here of 1962. It was originally published, let's see, in 1962, and I have a first edition. Okay. Officials of the Advertising Council. How do you get that confidence up there? How do you get that confidence up there? Bloomberg is expert at this. We've covered Ivy Ledbetter Lee in the past. Others have talked about Bernays. Officials of the Advertising Council are aware of their power as molders of public opinion. Of course, we've been covering Albert Van Dicey's excellent book, Law and Public Opinion, how public opinion and cross currents of public opinion shape law and legislation. But officials of the Advertising Council are aware of their power as molders of public opinion, writes Dan Smoot. Theodore S. Replier, head of the Advertising Council, was quoted in a June 1961 issue of Saturday Review as saying, quote, "There are Washington officials hired to collect figures on about every known occupation, to worry about the oil and the miners under the ground, the rain in the sky, the wildlife in the woods, and the fish in the streams. But it's nobody's job to worry about America's state of mind, or whether Americans misread a situation in a way that could be tragic. This is a dangerous vacuum, but it's also a vacuum which explains to a considerable degree the important position the Advertising Council holds in American life today." Note, particularly, that the Advertising Council is responsible to no one. If a business firm should decide on its own to include some public service project in its advertising and the project evoked public indignation, the business firm would lose customers. The Advertising Council has no customers to please, yet the Advertising Council is a private agency beyond the reach of the voter and the taxpayer. Indignation, which theoretically can exercise some control over public agencies. You've heard of those PSAs, right? Public service announcements of the Advertising Council, brought to you by the Advertising Council. Propaganda ministry, perhaps. Who are these autocrats who have become so powerful that they can condition, if not control, public opinion? They are the members of the Public Policy Committee of the Advertising Council. Here are but 19 members of the Advertising Council's committee on June the 23rd of 1958. I'll spare you that long list. Let's drop down a little bit. Some Advertising Council projects really are in the public interest. The Stop Accidents campaign and the Smokey the Bear campaign to prevent forest fires are among several which probably have done much good. There has never been an Advertising Council project which has insinuated anything to remind anyone of the basic American political idea written into our organic documents of government. Now, I ask you, my friends, other than myself and Alfred Adisk and perhaps a few others, how many times have you heard that phrase? The organic documents of government. The idea that men are endowed by God with inalienable, it should be unalienable, rights. That the greatest threat to those rights is the government under which men live. And that government, while necessary to secure the God-given blessing of liberty, must be carefully limited in power by the inviolable Constitution. But there have been many Advertising Council projects which were vehicles for the propaganda of international socialism. Isn't that curious? Of course, we never want to remember those organic documents. We don't want to think about something simple like the Declaration of Independence, which upon very careful scrutiny not only gives you the founders' faith statement, but the very system of government and social order that we live in. Very interesting document it is. I love to read the Declaration of Independence and read it frequently, even on air. But then there's also the Articles of Confederation, which are quite interesting in themselves and so simple to read. And then, of course, there's the Northwest Ordinance, which gives you a pretty clear understanding of what would become the constitutions of all the several states as they were added to the original 13. And then, of course, there's the Constitution, the Federal Constitution, the Union Constitution, argued over by the Federalist and Anti-Federalist to a great, great ends. Well, let me just jump ahead a little bit. Where shall we go? I'm just going to pick anything right out of the book here. Planners and Dictators, that might be good to close out the week on. Planners and Dictators. Why not? Jumping back into Ludwig von Mises' socialism. Just going to skip over Albert Van Dicey for today. This is out of the epilogue to this excellent treatise on socialism and economic and sociological analysis on page 492. He writes this, a government, it doesn't matter where you go, folks, you can just open and drop your finger inside this book and you can pick up a very interesting place. We could go to racial wars if you wanted to, or August Comte's in here too, positivism, relativism, and everything. But here in the epilogue, a government abdicates if it tolerates any non-governmental agency's use of violence. A government abdicates if it tolerates any non-governmental agency's use of violence. We just whacked somebody the other day. Aren't we whacking people on a regular basis now? If the government forsakes its monopoly of coercion and compulsion, anarchic conditions result. We turn it all over to private contractors. Machiavelli had much to say about private contractors and mercenaries.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So let's blow through this a little bit here in the last segment of the broadcast, again, out of the epilogue to Ludwig von Mises' Socialism and Economic and Sociological Analysis. For those of us who like strong meat rather than pablum that's pushed on most of the other networks at this time of day. A government abdicates if it tolerates any non-governmental agency's use of violence. If the government forsakes its monopoly of coercion and compulsion, anarchic conditions are result. All right? See what's going on up at Wall Street these days. If it were true that a democratic system of government is unfit to protect unconditionally every individual's right to work in defiance of the orders of a union, democracy would be doomed. Of course, you know, we have to forgive Ludwig for that. He lived in one. We don't. We ought not, anyway. Then dictatorship, excuse me, would be the only means to preserve the division of labor and to avoid anarchy. What generated dictatorship in Russia and Germany was precisely the fact that the mentality of these nations made suppression of union violence unfeasible under democratic conditions. The dictators abolished strikes and thus broke the spine of labor unionism. There is no question of strikes in the Soviet Empire. It is illusory to believe that the arbitration of labor disputes could bring the unions into the framework of the market economy and to make their functioning compatible with the preservation of domestic peace. Judicial settlement of controversies with the judicial settlement of controversies is feasible if there is a set of rules available according to which individual cases can be judged. But, you know, we are in the time of legal positivism where all of those old settled maxims of law have been set aside. The legal positivists just kind of create their own system of government and justice and rule of law as they go, creating it whole cloth, sometimes even from the bench. Continuing, judicial settlement of controversies is feasible if there is a set of rules available according to which individual cases can be judged. But if such a code is valid and its provisions are applied to the determinations of the height of wage rates, it is no longer the market which fixes them, but the code and those who legislate with regard to it, you see. And so when you've got the Occupy Wall Street crowd out there championing for a $20 an hour minimum wage, if such wage was entered on the rolls in the statute books as the national required minimum wage, it's no longer the market that is setting that wage. You can have a minimum wage of $20 if you are worth it to your employer. If you're making him on an everyday, day in and day out basis, well more than $20, probably $40 an hour, if your service that you're providing is yielding in excess of $25, $35, $40 an hour, your employer will likely listen to a request for $20 an hour. But if you're there wiping out the Johnny Bulls and you're nothing but a drain on the company, why would the employer have any interest or the market in seeing you receive a $20 an hour compensation? Not to mention all the benefits and the things that run on top of that. Then, it continues, the government is supreme and no longer the consumers buying and selling on the market. You stop into a hamburger shop, a fast food restaurant, to order a hamburger, and the minimum wage that's being paid in there is $20 an hour, and the young high schoolers, largely, and people just out of high school in there working, all making over $20 an hour. That's over $40,000 a year, my friends. How much do you think that hamburger, fries, and coffee is going to go up to in order to cover that kind of a fixed expense for labor? If no such codes exist, a standard according to which a controversy between employers and employees could be decided is lacking. It is vain to speak of fair wages in the absence of such a code. The notion of fairness is nonsensical if not related to an established standard. In practice, if the employers do not yield to the threats of the union, arbitration is tantamount to the determination of wage rates by the government-appointed arbitrator. Peremptorily, authoritarian decision is substituted for the market price. The issue is always the same. The government or the market. There is no third solution. However, today, you'll hear all about the third way, the communitarian way, humanitarianism, altruism, Auguste Comte. The idea that you live for others. You know, everyone can play, and everyone can win. Everyone's a winner today. Sign up. These are just not truths, my friends. And all across America and all around the world, as we move further and further into this one-world global economy, where profit is good and loss is bad, and there are no morals, we have a real problem. Let me just go quickly to this brief article. And this comes out of the Washington Times, September the 26th. 2 weeks ago, David Brooks of the New York Times wrote a column on an academic study concerning the nearly complete lack of a moral vocabulary among most American young people. Below are some excerpts from Brooks' summary of the study of Americans aged 18 to 23, led by the eminent Notre Dame sociologist Christian Smith. Now, we have to be careful with these Notre Dame people, and we do need to be ever wise of these sociologists. But nevertheless, Smith and company asked about the young people's moral lives, and the results are depressing. When asked to describe a moral dilemma they had faced, two-thirds of the young people either couldn't answer the question or described problems that are not moral at all. They don't know what a moral dilemma might be. Moral thinking didn't enter the picture, even when considering things like drunken driving, cheating in school, or cheating on a partner. The default position, which most of them came back to again and again, is that moral choices are just a matter of individual taste. As one put it, I mean, I guess what makes something right is how I feel about it. But different people feel different ways. So I couldn't speak on behalf of anyone else as to what's right or wrong. Ever expressed words like that yourself? Quote, morality was once revealed, inherited, and shared, but now it's thought of as something that emerges in the privacy of your own heart. Ever since I attended college, I've been convinced that either studies confirm that common sense suggests or that they are mistaken. I realized this when I was presented with a study after study showing the boys and girls were not inherently different from one another, and they acted differently only because of sexist upbringings. And we see a story in the news this morning about Girl Scouts admitting a little boy into their number because he acts like a little girl. Wow. And this latest study, cited by David Brooks, confirms what conservatives have known for a generation. Moral standards have been replaced by feelings. How do you feel this morning, America? How do you feel about that? What do you think? How do you feel? Have you heard that a lot? I certainly have. What is disconcerting about Brooks's piece is that nowhere in what is an important column does he mention the reason for this disturbing trend, namely secularism. Secularism. But now again, we've walked into an ism, and we need to understand those isms, and we need to understand the meaning behind this author's writing, Dennis Prager here. Perhaps he's a member of the Council for National Policy. Perhaps he would like to take the trivium and throw it away. We don't need grammar. We don't need logic. We don't need rhetoric anymore. We don't need to study astronomy or any of those sciences. We don't need to be liberal. We don't need to have the Renaissance. We don't need to have the Reformation. Nope. We're going to go into the World Council of Churches, and we'll tell you what your moral basket will look like in the future. Well, that's just my aside. But unfortunately, secularism itself has been given a funny name. But it's a terrible thing for society and for the individual. One key reason is what secularism does to moral standards. If moral standards are not rooted in God, they do not objectively exist. Good and evil are no more real than yummy and yucky. And so when we look at this idea of the laws of nature and nature's God, sometimes it's confused. Oftentimes it's confused by, you know, the Pope on the rope again. The dope on the slug. Maybe we need to know that there's something else out there, and that when we violate the natural law, there are consequences for our choices. Folks, we're out of time. I'll be back Monday. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride and pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The Oracle.